Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, indeed.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now's the good stuff.
I'm going to start by saying, me and Tom was talking about this the other day. I've just done a video about it. Is because the Beckham documentary. Who's been watching the Beckham documentary?
Yeah, I've seen the first episode.
Yeah, but it's funny, isn't it, when your missus, when she's like swooning over like men, and you're like, no, what are you talking about? But when she goes, when she's swooning over Beckham, you're like, yeah. it's like undeniable, isn't it? You just go, yeah. I mean, it's more like blokes. Because figures as well, because it's like, he's the perfect storm for men. Like, well, men who are into football. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Just good at football as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just one of those ones you just sort of accept. It's like, because if you think a guy looks a bit like you, or you could be in their leagues, no, come on, mate, he's nothing special. But Beckham is just, oh, fuck off, mate, you were made in a lab.
Because also, like, in our parents' day, they would, you know, when, like, someone old would be on, like, or older would be, and they go, oh, they used to look amazing when they were younger. That doesn't happen anymore. I think if you're fit when you're younger, you just maintain. Tom Cruise maintains that youthfulness. Beckham, I mean, there's always that mocked up picture of what a newspaper thought Beckham would look like when he reaches this age.
Oh yeah,
and he looks like a Luke Chadwick clone. But he's not. He's absolutely fantastic. I think he looks better now. I think this is the best Beckham version of Beckham.
Yeah,
because he looks so good for his age.
He's got flaws as well. Like his hair's thinning, but it makes him look better. How does it make him look better?
Yeah, that's really. I always remember. Do you remember the Olympic, the London Olympics?
Mm.
The opening ceremony. It was really. I remember that. I remember it was really. And it was like I think Beckham came along the Thames.
Oh, he was on a boat, wasn't he?
Driving a speedboat. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake. And it's like, Joe, like usually when it's like, because when there's usually like, say you was at a bar and there was a singer, right, and he was a really handsome guy and he was flirting with your missus, you'd be like, oh, you fucking prick, you know what I mean? Like, but Beckham is like, oh, that is sexy. I can't.
It's annoying. I can't even afford to hire a speedboat, and he's just fucking wearing a tux, driving it down the Thames.
Yeah. Oh, imagine if I had to do that with a speedboat, I would have fucked it. I would have really I would have been there, sort of like trying to get out of the port.
How do I get it out of reverse? I keep going backwards.
I really stress it out. Really stress. I get really angry, shouting at someone. I can't do it.
No, they said it would be. No, the man said that if I did this, it would work, and it doesn't.
I'm not talking to you anymore. I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone. So sexy right now. I had a moment today where I thought, like, because I woke up in a Premier Inn on my own, right? Like, but I was thinking, if anyone was there, this would have been like a really sort of like, I think it was what girls would say, it would give them the ick, right? Because woke up and leant over to, woke up, just get a bottle of water, and I went to drink the bottle of water. I didn't realize the lid was off it. And it was like loosely on it. I just poured a bottle of water over
it. Just woke you up.
Did that sort of face, that sort of shocked face. And you go, whoa, whoa. That was an unsexy sort of... That was not smooth whatsoever.
It's not a good start to the morning.
I couldn't lie in because the bed was soaking wet. I just had to get up. I mean, I was like, oh, this is...
So, it would have been so good if you'd had a girl in there. You're just going to have a quick swig. Yeah. Oh, God.
A choke coughing. Some of it's gone down my throat. Some of it's hit straight at the back of the throat. The lid in my mouth.
Oh, it went down the wrong hole.
Yeah. So I was up like 9 a.m. Then I went for the. I'm gonna put this out there because I'm an ambitious comedian. I want Lenny Henry's role as Premier Inn ambassador.
Love, right. This is great. Manifesting it. This is great business.
Because I have nothing but good to say about Premier Inns. I like anything like that. I like great value for money. You think this is great value? Do you mean I don't know what else you need from a hotel room.
No, I'm with you. I'm manifesting just some ad revenue from Premier Inn.
Is Premier Inn the one you go to? If you had a choice, that's where you're going.
Premier Inn.
Yeah.
Premier Inn. Yeah. Well, we were saying me and Tom just did two nights on the tour show, right?
Premier
Inn. So I'm not, but I won't mention the name of the other because I'm not here to discredit. That's not my style. Do you know what I mean? I'll just say another budget hotel we went to the night before, and it was shit, wasn't it, Tom? Gonna beep that out. I'm not a TripAdvisor troll. I refuse to.
This isn't TripAdvisor. This I think this would be more shocked to get a good review. Do you know what I mean? They'd be like, what? Hang on, what's happened here?
But I mean, but what my point is, I want to be a Premier Inn ambassador. But if offer me the money, I will do it. So
yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, but that's
still chains game.
I will sell out. I don't care.
He absolutely sold Campbell that. He will. Yeah. Just... Imagine Premier is in space when they see you turn up at the press conference. Like, what? Hang on. He said he was Premier in for life.
Yeah. But no, it's budget. But part of you is going, do you need to make it this budget?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to go back, talk about my old flooring days, right? They've got like this sort of like horrible, like laminate floor in the other budget hotel. Not naming
the other one. Yeah.
Nope. Right. It's not, it's just put a bit of carpet down, man. It's a bit of comfort, a bit of warmth, a bit of like, it's not cost you any, the same amount. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it was just this sort of like, why have you? It was like, do you know what it felt like? I felt like I was in a sort of like a mental asylum. because literally, like, there was no like kettle, no cups, no cutlery. It was just paper cups. It was like they knew how depressing it was. They didn't want to give me anything I could harm myself with.
You couldn't open the window fully in case you jumped out. They eliminated that.
I was expecting like a little hatch in the door to slide open and like a load of blokes in white lab coats just to sort of peer in and see how I'm getting on.
But
you know what it's like? Do you remember Terminator 2?
Yes, Sarah Connor. Yeah.
And she's like doing her chin-ups on the bed. She's upended. I felt like that. That's what it felt like. It felt like that hospital in Terminator 2.
But hotel aside... I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed seeing Jack in the North is like Alice going to Wonderland. There's something, you marvel at things. It's lovely. It's a real, I'm going to use a Jack Skipper phrase, wholesome. It's a very wholesome experience going to places with Jack because, you really appreciate it. That's what I will say.
Yeah, I do. I've never been Birmingham before, and I was like, but also because it's my second time in Manchester, and I think I went up to the bar and came back. My opening statement was, "I'm moving to Manchester.
I'm moving to Manchester."
Because I had a nice conversation with the barmaid. Literally, it sold it for me. I was like, "That was lovely." That exchange there. I'm moving here. You know what I mean, it's the very friendliest people, man.
Yeah, and great gigs.
I don't even know if they are the friendliest people, or just compared to London, it's just a standard amount of friendliness. I don't know, but I mean, I was even saying it to the cab driver who was friendly. I was saying, and I was like, they are friendlier, aren't they? He's like, you know, they really are. It's just a friendly.
My brother says this because he lives in Liverpool, and he says whenever he comes back to London, it's just immediately like gets a little tense in his shoulders because London's just angry, man.
Yeah. But it's just, but I don't know if this anger, or maybe they are just friendly up there. They're just actually friendly. Do you know what I mean? It's, but every time I've been there, I've really enjoyed it. Really liked it.
Also, they're proper cities, aren't they? So Liverpool, Birmingham, Manchester, proper cities. Whereas London is essentially just like a collection of villages and town that is kind of like merged all together.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
It's not really a proper city, is it, London? In relation, do you know when you go abroad to, like, you know, I mean, London city centre, there's the city centre, and then there's obviously the West End, like, you know, and then you've got also Buckingham Palace and stuff. So there's no real centre of London, really. There's just several centres of London.
Yeah. So, and also, like, there's like an identity to, like if you're Mancunian or if you're Scouse or something. But, like, I don't think I've got much in common with someone from, like, we're southeast. I don't really have much in common with, like, southwest people. I think they're different groups of people.
No, absolute different breed. North Londoners, you might get your passport out, mate. You might as well.
Well, the thing is, I do love Londoners. I do love, like, you know, like when you drive, like, sometimes I get like a cab home late from a gig, and you do have the, you know, going over Westminster Bridge, and you go, oh yeah, that's, you know what I mean, I do have their moments like that.
Yeah. No, I love that, but I don't feel like that's like, I don't feel like that represents, like, me. It doesn't represent Bexley Heath Broadway, like where I grew up. Yeah.
Maybe there used to be more of a, oh, he's a Londoner. They might have used to a bit more of that. I don't know, like, I don't know. Hurley King.
What's Hurley King?
Oh, there's one. There's a Londoner.
What I remember, because we did a play about the Blitz in school, and one of the kids was the Pearly King, and one of the kids was the Pearly Queen, and they dressed up. What was it? Just a bloke and a lady that took it upon themselves to dress up nicely, or were they given that role? Like, what?
I don't know what they do.
They were just dressed up with him. They just dressed up in pearls, didn't they? Daniel Vokes was the Pearly King, and I can't remember who the Pearly Queen was.
I don't know what they do. I don't know. They're just London people.
Are they a charity thing? I don't know. I'm trying to look them up. Oh, I think they're a charity thing. They celebrate working class.
Bloody good people. Do you know my favourite Londoners is old sweary nans? You know, one of them, like, proper cockney old women who swear. Yeah. Oh, fuck off. Love them ones.
That's it, yeah.
They're my favourite. I hope they're not a dying breed. You know what I mean? Because I really like them.
They have to stay, you know, don't they?
Maybe she's got one tattoo on her forearm or something. You know, it's like, oh, fuck off. Yes, proper. I had a female London cab driver the other day. She was like that. She was brilliant. Denise.
Oh, wicked.
Denise.
Love it.
Got her name and everything.
Yeah, she was like, of
course did. And a number.
Yeah, did. I loved her. But she's like, I was like, where's good to go around here, Denise? And she's like, I'll find out for you, love. She called her daughter. I've got this fella in the back. He wants to go out. And I was like, oh, he's brilliant. I like this.
That's quality. That's service.
I like Denise.
I like Denise now.
Because I think as well, because I got fond of it, because my dad's like a London cabbie. I sent Tom this last night. My dad on Facebook, he just absolutely cracks me up. He just really cracks. Lately, he's been getting me to make Sadiq Khan propaganda posters for him. He's this guy's personal vendetta against Sadiq Khan. But anyway, he's just him on Facebook. He's just him on Facebook, right?
Can you see that one of them sort of things where you get like a,
oh yeah, with the backgrounds, yeah, back, yeah, yeah.
Like a, what do you call that? Like a, you know, a status of a background of a,
yeah, looking like a, yeah,
yeah, on like a so it's our local Facebook group, right? And some woman's put, where's the best place to get a tattoo? My dad's commented underneath, on your arm.
Lovely stuff. Good humor.
But love dad humor. So funny. Because Tom's dad came to one of the Comedy Store shows, and I was going up to my seat, and he grabbed me. He was like, "Yeah, Joe, saved your seat. It's over there, mate." Love that. Love that dad humor. It's good business.
Selling out the Comedy Store, and we've been on the road, but yeah, as people can hear, Jack hasn't lost his humbleness, and none of that is better demonstrated than us turning up at Salford Lowry. We weren't sure where to go, so we thought we'd go into the foyer. Went to the foyer, and obviously they got the scanners and stuff for bags and that. So we went through, and then went up to the security guard. I went, "Oh, hi, we're here for Jack Skipper and friends." And he went, "Oh, right, okay, you guys got tickets." And I went, no. I turned around, I pointed at Jack. I went, "That's Jack Skipper. We're his friends." And he went, "Oh, right, okay. What you want to do is you want to sort of go out, go round, go to the stage door." Now, bearing in mind, like, you know, a lot of people there to see Jack, like sold out show. There's some people even looking over, and so it's, you know, he's every right to have a bit of an ego. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, then that if you do have an ego, Jack, it kind of got a little bit blunted when he went, "Good luck, Mr. Stripper." Thank you very much.
Brought me crashing back down to earth.
He is a man of the people. It never changed. Yeah. Like, I could imagine, like, there's definitely some people that would get annoyed by that, but we just found it funny, didn't we?
That's hysterical.
That's great.
That's amazing.
Really funny. Because and obviously in his mind,
I wonder what he thought the show was.
Yeah, God.
Like Magic Mike, as a.
Yeah. I mean, looking at me and James Ellis, we wouldn't be good backup dancers. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There's also this moment. I had this real, you know, like, you have a thing in your head where you go, "This is going to be a real moment. This is gonna be a special moment." I was like, I finished my set. I was like, I want to bring my friends back on stage and get a selfie. Do you remember? And it was my sort of like disappointing rubbish.
It was an anticlimax.
I was just like, I don't even know what happened. I was like, I thought it was gonna be this like magic moment of us three in a photo, all the crowd. I couldn't, like, you couldn't really see the crowd in the background.
Yeah. Me and James aren't the most photogenic people. Yeah. Yeah.
They were sort of reluctant to come onto the stage. I had to address it as well. I was like, that didn't really work out.
But the shows were banging. The shows were great.
Oh, yeah, amazing. Yeah, yeah.
So much amazing. Fun. A Jack Skipper audience is great.
I do. I was saying this to you yesterday. I love my audience.
Yeah.
You know, when you meet them, and you just go, like, because, you know, you don't know, you don't really set out to go, "I'm going to get this type of audience." You just be yourself and do your comedy and then just see who gravitates towards it. And they're a good bunch, aren't they, Tom?
They're a great bunch. Great bunch. Great laugh. Yeah, because there's no airs or graces about them. They're, you know, they're just out to have a good time. And the feedback's been amazing for the whole show. So
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you have another one left?
Bristol next week.
Bristol. Amazing. Redgrave Theatre.
Yeah.
So. Sold out. Exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Because I do the old meet and greets afterwards. Where you stop and take selfies. Well, Tom was in charge of taking the photos this time, weren't you, Tom?
Yeah, I'm not a very good photo taker, but
you've learned a lot over the last few days, haven't you?
Yeah. I tried.
Did you know this? You go high. You have to go high.
High.
Yeah,
not low. Don't take it from low.
Yeah, no. Well, when I took the picture after our podcast with Ninia, she chastised me immediately for going too low.
We're not aware of this. I don't know. I think it's. I think it's something to do with people about. Well, I suppose that makes sense, isn't it? Looking up is not a good angle, is it? You sort of like, you look down on your phone.
Yeah, when you open your camera and it's facing you, and it's God. Yeah. I think that's the reality.
Look down. I don't know, actually. Would it make men look shorter though? What's the need? I don't know. Oh,
that's a good
point. I suppose NWA Straight Outta Compton album, where they're all looking down. I suppose they're trying to say they're looking down at someone they've just buried.
Yeah.
Right.
So that would probably be the
it's
only
sort of not the vibe Jack's going for with his
meme. No, no, no. You brought that up.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, Tom's been learning a lot about taking photos. You've been involved in a lot of the photos as well, Tom.
Yeah, people want a photo of me. It's very nice. Because also, well, also because I'm still playing through the pain barrier. Sometimes I'll have to take my crutch on stage if I feel a bit tired. And so, yeah, so there's a lot of photos of me just sort of leaning awkwardly with the crutch.
Like Ashley Cole in the Roma picture.
Pretty much, yeah. It's very nice. It's been great because, we went to Birmingham, then went to Salford, and then, I was in, it's very nice to, because like you say, because the cities are different. But like we said, the Jack Skipper fan seems to be the same where you go. He is the housewife's favourite. We've said that. There's lots of housewives, but then there's lots of couples.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone in a Jack Skipper show.
Groups of lads, groups of ladies.
Like,
yeah. I've been seeing the country lately. Isn't it?
Amazing.
And since last Sunday, right? Hull. Manchester, or Salford, Birmingham. Yep. Where are we going on? Today I'm going to Grimsby.
Wow, I've never been to Grimsby.
And then Tuesday I'm going to Belfast.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
International comedian.
International comedian Jack Skipper.
Getting about.
You're putting it right about. That's fun. So what's the gig in Belfast?
It's not one of my tour shows. I'm just going to do a gig in Belfast.
Is it Empire?
Yeah.
I've done that.
It's Scott Bennett and Andrew Ryan as well. So it should be a good little lineup.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Lovely time there.
But yeah, I am looking forward to some more local gigs. I was looking through the diary. I think just for some reason they've all just sort of come at this. You know what I mean, it wasn't like an intentional.
Yeah.
So then I'm looking after that. It's like a bit much more. Local London, basically a gig in a garden centre last night.
No one asked him to, but he just went for it.
Yeah, I just went and bought some soil. I thought, well, I'm here.
Hey guys, what's the deal with soil anyway? You know, why the bag's so big? Don't put it in the bag, put it in a box. Much easier to carry.
I'll have you look up for a laugh. I've got half an hour for you.
Yeah, you don't get that, do you? Stand-up comedian buskers.
I was thinking that.
They're the crazy people in Hyde Park.
Yeah.
They're trying stuff, but it's just not funny. They're really going for it.
Just working it out.
Because you know when there's those videos of the buskers get surprised, like they're singing a John Bon Jovi song, and John Bon Jovi happens to walk past and then joins in, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine that, like someone's doing a Jack Skipper routine, and you just walk up and join in.
Jack Skipper tribute act.
Yeah. Just on the streets.
I'll think that. I wonder, I don't think I'll ever get to the point, because I don't think I've got that much of a... Would you remember, you get impressions, isn't it? People do impressions of you. That'd be weird.
Mm.
Yeah, I think Lee Evans has got them. Peter Kay, there was definitely Peter Kay out there. Silly Connolly, wasn't there?
Oh, Billy Connolly. You know Billy Connolly's voice from.
Yeah.
Do you do this a lot when you watch like animated films with your kids? I always have to IMDb it and go, who is that voice?
I do it all the time.
You think, oh, I recognize that voice. Who is it? I think Josh Gad is a favorite. Oh, he does them all, doesn't he?
He does, and what's great is he's got like he's got an incredible career, and because he was Book of Mormon, wasn't he? And then like,
of course he was. Yeah.
Was it, if you can get a gig like Olaf? Oh,
oh man! Oh imagine. Man!
Well, again, I'm open for premiering ambassador.
Yep.
We're gonna have that.
And voice of a lovable Disney character.
Get in touch, Pixar. what would your Pixar character be? Do you reckon?
What would I be? What?
Lovable rogue.
What's already been done that I could have done? You mean?
I think you're a streetwise dog.
A streetwise dog.
Yeah.
Streetwise dog.
Yeah. That's a good shout.
Yeah. I think I'll do that.
Yeah, sure, you meet him. He's a bit rough and ready. You're not quite sure if he's a good guy, but at the end, like he shows his heart. Yeah.
I'm middle aged dad. I don't think I'm gonna be an animal. I think I'm just gonna be one of the humans that just looks big, massive eyes, like what? Hey, mate. Actually, you know what? I'm the deli owner, and these packs of dogs led by Jack Skipper comes in. I'm occasionally like, I'm nice to them, but at one stage, you let another rogue dog in who's destroyed it. And then there's this really heartbreaking scene where I'm like, you can't come in here anymore. And then you're like, no, it wasn't me. And then, but then eventually we make up. But
I reckon I could be streetwise dog who is taken a dog that had come from a nice home, lost his owner. Now he's on the street. I've taken him under my wing.
Yes. You're the Artful Dodger.
Yeah. Of the dog world.
Yeah.
I could do that. I could do that role.
We need to write this. This is great.
I reckon that's probably been done in about 84 films, but we can make another one.
85? What's the difference? Yeah, yeah.
Streetwise dog.
Repurpose.
Yeah. Weirdly, the rest of the cast have American accents, and I'm just that random token in the movie.
Just to help the British market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I watched Clifford the Big Red Dog the other day.
Isn't it so weird?
Well, yeah, there's a bit whole... Jack Whitehall doing an American accent.
But his sisters are British.
But yeah. What? And then it's like, why have they made it? And there's a bit in it when he does an impression of an American doing a British accent.
Yeah. And then
like, there's so many layers to it where you're going, what the fuck is it?
I don't know why he does American accent. It's like not bad, actually. His American accent's not bad. But in terms of the fact that he's got an elder British sister, you just go, well, he would have a British affliction. And
he's already British. Just get him to
I always think it whenever I see Ray Winston doing a film. It's like, all right, Scorsese, I know you love him, but just make the character British. Make it make sense that he's from London somehow.
Have we discussed accents in films in this podcast before?
I don't think we have. No.
Oh, okay, right. Because that's up there. Ray Winston in The Departed.
Oh my god!
Oh man!
Fucking hell! It's so bad.
but what's up there? Was what got introduced me? Chris McCausland introduced me to a film where, and I brought this up on Carl Donnelly and Julian Dean's podcast,
right?
A film where Al Pacino plays a Cockney.
Really?
What?
Oh wow!
Oh my god!
The worst thing you've ever heard in your life.
Oh god!
Right, that's a YouTube. We might do some clever editing here. But
I'll drop these clips in. This is great.
Well, I always think that. I always think, like, no matter how good a British actor is at doing an American accent, for the first few minutes, I'm just watching to see them slip up. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, come on, you're going to slip up. I'd say the best example of somebody who completely made me forget was Andrew Garfield in The Social Network. He's so good.
That
he's British. There's loads of other times I'm just like, they're going to twig.
Yeah. Tom Hardy does a good job, actually.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But I remember when I first watched The Wire, I didn't know who Idris Elba was. And when I found out he was British, I was quite shocked. And I've subsequently rewatched The Wire. I'm like, actually, his accent isn't that good at all.
Right.
It's weird. It's weird.
We might have to cleverly edit this bit, Joe. But
all right, that's fine.
Right, are we ready?
Right, yeah.
Go on.
Pacino's British accent. Right. Ready?
10 shillings on Hermosa of Selsdon and the other dog, right? I come back outside again, see how the betting was going?
Oh.
Hermosa of Selsdon is 10-1. Right. I don't know why.
I've got to do it.
It's like the British accent that's like, like it's an American British accent where it's like they're not actually saying words. It's like,
it doesn't sound like he's you know what I mean? It doesn't sound like he's acting in a scene there.
Yeah.
So if he's so he's obviously concentrating so hard on pronouncing the words properly that he's not even bothering to act in the scene. And the accent's not coming out very good. The acting's not like what a terrible decision that was.
Yeah, I know. But he's got that sort of. He still sounds like Tony Montana at the same time. Do you know what I mean? But with like this sort of I don't know. Really weird. Oh, I don't have a bad one. Charlie Hunnam in Green Street.
Oh yeah,
I've never watched Green Street. How bad is it?
Well, he's a Geordie.
Yeah,
and he's doing a West Ham accent. But obviously, Charlton Hammer's had a really good Hollywood career after that with Sons of Anarchy. But yeah, he's just like you don't leave your mates behind. Like,
let's go down the pub. Who's Rand? Is it?
proper exaggerated. Really, like one thing I will say about that is you can tell he's trying. He's really trying.
do you think you could do an American accent in a film? Could you pull it off?
I'd like to think I could. Yeah.
How would you prepare? How would you do it? Would you just go in? I think what I would do, I'd go a little bit method, not as in do it everywhere, but I would only listen to American voices. Because I generally do this thing where if I'm around things too much, I start actually doing it.
Sure.
Chameleon like that. You know what I mean? A bit like sort of like I just naturally adapt to. That's why I try not to watch too much like other comedy. I don't want to like start copying it,
Osmosis. Absorbing it. Yeah, of course.
You know, one thing I've learned about American accent, though, well, American men, they don't mumble, generally.
Huh? Like, that's a really good observation.
Like, it's really like you can really hear. It's like really. I mean, it's.
I'm talking to you very directly.
Yeah,
now,
you hear
sir.
Him on the train. He's like, "Yeah, I'm just going to Leicester Square." Really? Do you know what I mean? They really.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the trick to doing the American accent. Do it really clear and push it through.
Yeah.
And you emphasize everything. You mean everything. You know what I mean?
Would you say a Southern American, they have like a drawl rather than a mumble? It's kind of like going down there, sir.
But it's still sort of like,
well, sir. Nice to meet you. Yeah, ma'am. Like,
yeah, I suppose. But it's still like clear. I don't know. It just means.
I know what you mean. It is still clear, but it's just low. It's low. It's bassy.
Yeah. But I think that's it. It's just, I don't know. They've got. Yeah, you don't really see a sheepish American. Even the most shyest, they're sort of like, you know what I mean?
It's like, sheepish American.
That's a great title for a film starring a British person playing an American.
Sheepish American.
Colin Firth.
Jack Stripper starring as a sheepish American.
Yeah. Because I do have it when I'm on a train or whatever, like, and I'll hear an American. I'm a bit sort of like, I can't stop looking. Do you know what I mean? It's like, because I'm sort of like, oh, it's like the film, isn't it? It's like the film. And they've got them sort of like, I do really want to go to America. I do. I think I'd be like, well, the thing is though, if I'm blown away by Birmingham.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I'm in Birmingham going, wow. If I go to like LA, my head's gonna fall off.
Oh my God. Jack in New York. Christ.
Oh my God. Oh, I'd love to see it in Times Square, big wide eyes. Amazing. Yeah. All right, okay. Podcast in New York this time next year. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes.
Well, you know, I would actually, well, for any TV producers out there, a tour of America, I mean, I'd love to. I'd like, you go like, as in just like a travel documentary.
Yeah.
Go and learn to be a cowboy in Texas.
You'd be so good at it, Jack. He'll ham it up as well, producers. You get everything you want out of him.
Go to New York and I'll learn how to perform in a Broadway show.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't take much learning, mate. You're a star. You're a damn star.
Yeah. Guys and dolls. Guys and dolls.
I would like to see you go to Florida and have to be a Disney cast member because those people have to be happy about 12 hours a day. How would you get on with that?
That'd be hell, wouldn't it?
But what I will say is a lot of people that are there are happy. So if you've, I mean, Disney's quite expensive. So you don't turn up there in Karen mode. You turn up there going, we're going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, if I mean, if you do have people that are a bit, yeah, fuck, absolutely get.
I could go to Compton and be a gang member,
rap gang member or rap star, a stockbroker on Wall Street, trying to work out what the hell.
buy,
sell. What?
Maybe just get involved in some sort of like small town murder investigation, like making a murderer.
Dog.
Go to Tennessee and learn how to make whiskey.
Yeah, that's good. That's more wholesome. Slightly more wholesome.
Slightly more wholesome. They can't do a whole hour out of that.
All right. Well, what you
go to one of the states where the death penalty is still legal and kill a person. That'd be good.
Yeah, there we go.
Go to Vegas and become an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, that's your dream, mate.
Yeah. What's the title of the documentary?
What's Jack Goes to Jack. America?
Yeah. I think
Skipper investigates.
Skipper, yeah.
What's American?
Yeah, Skipper in America.
Yeah,
Skipper in America.
A skip across the pond.
Oh, lovely. There we go.
Don't fucking mind it. Right, copyright.
Skip across the pond.
Copyright. Get to the good stuff. 2023. Yes. That's ours. We own that. That's our IP.
Productions. Yes. Skip across the pond. There we go. Fucking brilliant.
Because what's great is there is to see your reaction to them, but also their reaction to you would be quite, I think, unique.
Would really?
You know what I mean? No, because you are.
What the hell is this guy saying?
Yeah. No, but like they will be like, this guy's so British. He is so British.
This guy's voice is from the past.
Yeah. Consider yourself.
Come here, Treacle. Get your kettle.
Yeah, I think I might dress up like a little chimney sweep. And my name is Jack
Soot
Skipper. Yeah, I think I do sound like a bit of a... Jack Skipper is a bit of a chimney sweep name, isn't it?
The Skipper's like, Jack, yeah, he's coming to do the chimneys.
Yeah, like a top hat, but with a sort of the top, sort of like a lid. Do you know, like when you do that sort of... Do you know what I mean?
That old classic hobo.
Yeah.
On a bench in Angel. Yeah. Keep your sandwich under you.
Yeah, like what was it called when you got like a stick with a bag on the end? You got like a sort of
like a rag on a stick.
Yeah. When them turn up in the port at New York.
Ready to make my fortune, mister. Yeah.
Oh god, let's keep doing it. That's the opening scene.
We have done so much writing today. This has been so productive.
So far, what am I? I'm the ambassador of Premier Inn.
Yeah, we've got
I'm
that.
The voice for Streetwise Dog in the latest Pixar film.
Yeah, that's where you make your first million.
Yeah, and then skip across the pond. I think Sky will be up for that, won't they? Sky?
Yeah, they'll do that.
Or Apple TV.
Yeah, right.
Maybe something like that. Yeah, no, even we're still. I mean, we're not going to listen. BBC, ITV, we're not ruling you guys out.
No.
Or
even
4.
One of like the lesser streaming companies, they come in, fund the first series, the company then collapses, and then someone else buys it.
Actually, Amazon might go for it because they do like Clarkson's Farm and stuff like that. So
there you go.
They bloody do. Yeah,
yeah. They take a nice, you know, a big personality and put them in an unusual situation.
This is such like one of them things, you know, like when you're a kid and you talk about how you're. Career is going to be, like one of your mates is like sort of good at football, and he's like, yeah, cause I'll hire you. You can be my driver, and then you can be like, and you're like, yeah, all right, I'll do that. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
and he just ended up. He just ends up. He's general manager at co-op.
Well, like that's the thing. Going back to Beckham,
he goes across branches, though.
So obviously Beckham went, like, it's quite weird that Beckham became big in America. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously the brand is football, or soccer in America. It's not that big over there. Hmm. But I mean, I think that's a testament to just how good looking he is. And I just think because he's definitely got an aura, but obviously he knew, like, you know, Real Madrid was coming to an end. He knew to elongate his career, he had to go to America.
Yeah, what is it? Watch the documentary, mate, because it's all discussed.
Oh, really? I've not watched it yet.
I've only seen the first episode. I've only so up to the sending off against Argentina. But
he is that perfect storm of, like, obviously good looking bloke, undeniably talented at football, and and sort of like also a hard worker. But just those things of, like, you know, oh, he's dating someone from, or married to someone from the pop group, and it was that sort of timing of all that, and then, like, you know, and then you forget little things like wearing the sarong.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, things like that. It's like people lost their fucking shit over things like that back in the 90s. You know what I mean? It's like, man in a dress.
Imagine that today. Imagine that outrage. It's so funny.
But also, like, it's not like Jamie Redknapp, I think, had married Louise. So that's a good looking footballer marrying a pop star. That was in a
Spice Girls. Spice Girls was
I know, that was a phenomenal.
Juggernaut in itself. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, yes.
Well, I thought there was, like, it was interesting because as they were building the Beckham brand and, like, Victoria was doing the fashion stuff. And I don't think there's any coincidence that David played in Los Angeles, Milan and Paris while she was building this brand. Like, I mean, it just works perfectly, doesn't it? They're geniuses.
But there was also that thing as well, because, like, I actually enjoyed watching this bit, but he said, like, he liked to spend money. Like, when he got paid 50 grand for something and then went and bought a 50 grand BMW. It's like that. It inspires me because it thinks, like, maybe I can be wealthy one day, because those are my sort of spending habits. He's done all right out of it, so it's fine. But it's
you'll buy trainers and ruin them.
Yeah.
You can't be trusted, Jack.
Yeah, but that thing is because if you were sort of wanted Beckham for your brand, you see him spend money, you know, to get him, you're going to have to give him some serious money. So actually works in his favour to be seen as splashing out. Same with Mariah Carey. Everyone was just going, oh, Mariah Carey, she spends so much money. She's such a diva. But it was like, yeah, but if you want her, you're going to have to just, that's what, you know, she knows what she's worth. And so if you're going to want Mariah Carey singing a couple of songs for your New Year's Eve party, you're going to have to get out your checkbook.
And also, I do think this thing of, like, you know, him spending loads of money and doing loads of brand deals, you know, because he's an Essex boy from, like, a working class family. I see that as really authentic way to deal with success. If you're from that, do you know what I mean? It's like a sort of like, you know, he's going, like, he's an Essex boy who's got loads of money. So it's like, fucking he's going to, you know what I mean? Like,
he's not squirreled it. I mean, I say this now, this could come back to bite me. He's not squirreled it away in, like, tax havens or anything like that. Time to snap this, because in 10 years time Beckham is still in prison.
Yeah.
It's tax fraud.
It's weird how these conversations go, we have, right? Because we were talking about Beckham, and then we talk about, like, we jokingly started talking about me just selling out and doing brand new. There's so many links to these conversations. It goes full circle, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
We'd love to have him on the podcast, Beckham.
Love that. Yeah, let's manifest that as well.
We'd love that.
Really love that, actually.
Oh, here's a good question. So if you could meet any celebrity and have a photo of you and that celebrity just on your wall, who would it be?
It's Ian Wright or Paul McCartney. Ian Wright, I think. He's Superman.
Both great singers. Both
good in their own way.
I've got a photo on my wall of him jumping out the tunnel, but Chris Powell, he was one of my favourite Charlton players. When I was there watching...
I mean, aim high, Tom. But...
I know,
Chris
aim high.
Powell, I mean, you could probably find him this afternoon.
I know.
I could probably sort that for you, mate.
I know, but sorry. Okay, in terms of,
just add him on Facebook. I don't know, just...
A Cockney Al Pacino.
Joe, let's get Chris Powell on this podcast.
I would love to get Chris Powell on this podcast. Actually, Sir Chris Powell, a gentleman and a scholar.
He was going for Beckham. Beckham unavailable.
But who played in that England team with Beckham?
Chris Powell would have met Beckham, though, so it's close enough.
Yes, exactly. We can ask him. Just get him on the podcast and just spend 50 minutes asking questions about Beckham.
So did he smell nice? He looks like he smells nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've touched it. I think it might have to be. De Niro would be a great one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. He was down the road from me the other day.
Robert De Niro?
Like, yeah. He filmed, I was in Shoreditch, and he was filming an Uber advert. And, like, this Geordie guy was like, I was just filming an Uber advert down there, right? I was like, oh, okay, cool. He's like, oh, yeah, there's a big star. big star, mate. Really? I didn't ask him. Hey, Bobby De Niro. They shouldn't be telling me any of this stuff.
Yeah, okay. But enough about what the Indian bloke said. What did the Geordie bloke say?
It wasn't Indian, you fucking...
Again, full circle, accents.
Accents again. I'm glad, because I was going to jump in earlier saying I'm quite good at accents, but clearly not.
It wasn't bad. There was times when it went off, and there was times when it stayed.
I'm not. Geordie's new in my repertoire. I'm building it up five minutes at a time.
I don't know. I think, yeah, it would... A Pacino or a De Niro would be great to have a photo with, because it's a different that question, because you're going to go, oh, who would you like to meet? Like, I would not want to meet Pacino or De Niro, because it would just be a disappointment.
Of course it would.
That's what I mean, but I'm just going more for the photo on the wall.
Right. Yeah.
Just a photo on the wall.
That probably would be McCartney, because that's like a talking point. It's like, how did you get that?
Yeah.
I think movie star might trump music star, though. Movie star. It's a fucking, it's like a phrase, isn't it? You're like,
yeah.
Movie star.
But I don't know, but I think the phrase The Beatles has more weight than movie star.
Yeah. But I got a photo of Bill Bailey the other week, and I love that.
Oh, do you know what? I was well happy for you with that. That's wicked. How was he? Was he good?
He was such a nice bloke.
Honestly.
What a nice bloke.
I find it so inspiring and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, and he was like not in a he didn't usually they sort of rush off or they're busier. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But he's like, oh, you're doing, you're right.
I love that. Amazing. Oh, and Tom, your comedy night is back. The Bexley Heath comedy night is back.
Yes.
That went off with a bang, didn't it, mate?
Yeah, we had Rob Beckett popped up in the middle. And I'd managed to keep it complete secret. He turned up just about to start the show, so everyone was already upstairs gathered. And Rob, I've not seen Rob for many years. I used to gig him a couple of times across the years, and always pleasant. And he's still just the same bloke. Still just the same. You know, I sent him the number and said, "Oh, give me a call when you're here, and I'll come down and get you. Make sure you get up all right." He just walked into the pub and said, "Oh, I'm here for the comedy," and they showed him upstairs and. Yeah, Joe was one of the only people that knew he was there. Everyone else, I just kept it from him and then just announced him on. And it got a really nice
It was amazing. Like, nice the big reaction was incredible, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
So funny.
But
the message for this podcast, stay wholesome.
Stay wholesome.
Yeah. Stay humble.
Stay wholesome and sell out if the opportunity arises.
Yeah. and thank you to our lovely, humble listeners and our very humble Patreon goodens for not giving us any shit for being a bit slack these past few weeks. But it's been mental, isn't it?
It's been,
And logistically, I'm just everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's...
The man's in Belfast on a Tuesday. Do you know what I mean?
But as I say, it does seem to calm down a bit after that.
Yeah.
Sweet. So we've got some good guests lined up. We've got some exciting episodes. We're going to be right back. Back in the studio.
Bulk recording.
Oh yeah, they're going to have some good stuff.
They are. Mm. Yeah. But on that note, we might have to wrap it up because I've got to get to Grimsby, and I was thinking it's a 4-hour drive.
Mm. You've
got to, in your head, say it's a 5-hour drive, haven't you?
Oh yeah. Have a stop. Have a coffee.
But even just allow for
traffic as well. Yeah. It's a lovely gig though, at the docks. Yeah, I did it last year or the year before? last year. Absolutely cracking gig. Had a lovely time.
Yeah,
and so were you, and so were you, the people at Grimsby.
Yeah, I'll report back.
Yeah,
sweet. Right, we'll catch up on Grimsby next week.
Nice one. Cheers, boys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.